Aleluya.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you are doing at the moment. Thank you, Lord, for mighty things you have in store for us. Great blessings, great miracles, great helps, great favors. Thank you for great and mighty things you have in store for us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for breakthroughs you have done for us. Thank you for how you have helped us at those moments where it seems all hope is lost. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you for limitations you have destroyed on our ways. Thank you for mountains you have moved for us to prosper and succeed. Thank you, Father. We thank you for good health we enjoy every day. You have destroyed sicknesses and diseases in our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how you defend us in those realms we could not defend ourselves. While we were asleep, the enemy came to attack, but you stood to defend us. You did not allow the enemy to succeed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because your shield of protection and preservation has been upon our family members and upon our household. You have not allowed us to mourn for anyone in our family. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you preserve our going out and coming in. Devil set traps of accidents, even road traffic accidents, but none of those things happened to us. You did not allow our blood to be shed. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for blessings you have given to us already, but we can't see them physically yet, but you have already given them to us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you correct us by your Holy Spirit in those areas we have gone wrong. And thank you for helping us to yield to the corrections that comes from your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your blessings upon our marriages and homes. Thank you for your blessings upon our careers. Thank you for your blessings upon our callings and ministries. Thank you, Father, for what you are doing in our favor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your interventions in every area of our lives. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for what you are doing in this ministry. Thank you for using this ministry to bless many lives all over the world. Thank you for using this ministry to change the lives of many. Thank you because through what you are doing in this ministry, a lot of people have repented of their sins. A lot of people have been saved. A lot of people who have backslided have turned back to you and have rejected darkness and have embraced your light. Thank you, Father. We thank you for so many that have been healed and delivered. Thank you for the way you are helping us in this ministry. Thank you for the way you are blessing us in this ministry. You have not allowed us to lack any good thing. Thank you, Father. Be glorified, be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that as we would be having another session of prayer tonight, Lord, visit us according to the fullness of your power. Visit us according to the multitudes of your mercies. Help us to the point we can see physically that you have helped us. Bless us to the point where both we and everyone around us can see that we have been blessed. Magnify yourself in our lives and let your name be forever glorified. Have your way in this place and let your will be done. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that if you can trust God, He will help you. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that we will go into prayers. Hosanna in the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, sing Hosanna, Hosanna. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Jesus, you be lifted higher, oh, higher, be lifted higher. Jesus, you believe that I am, oh, higher, higher, believe that higher. Let our King, let our King believe that I let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. Oh, Son, great are you, Lord? 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 Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great is your strength. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are the mighty man in battle. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Lord of hosts, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We praise you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You're glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, O Lord, you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Father, you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Sing Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it with the whole of your heart to the Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. With all your heart, sing it. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. One more time, we give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, King of Israel. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Ancient of Days, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Most High. All sufficient God. All sufficient God, King of the universe, Most High, all sufficient God, Most High, miraculous God, miraculous God, Most High, Most High, miraculous God, Most High. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, have your way in this place. Have your way, Lord. As we pray, have your way. As we worship, have your way, Lord. In our lives, have your way. In our situations, have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. You are wanting to be glorified. You are wanting Jehovah. You are wanting to be glorified. You are wanting, Lord. You are wanting, Father. You are wanting to be glorified. You are wanting Jehovah. You are wanting to be glorified. You are wanting, Lord. You are wanting, Father. You are wanting to be glorified. You are wanting Jehovah. You are wanting to be glorified. You are wanting, Lord. You are He, blessing every life. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You. You are He. You are here, changing our lives. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You. You are here. You are here, setting captives free. Hey, we worship You, Jesus. We worship You. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who You are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who You are. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, 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 you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, King of the universe. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Lord of hosts. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, King of Israel. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Lord of hosts. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him blessings. Give Him adoration. Worship the King of glory. 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 Worship the Lord of hosts. Worship the I am that I am. Worship the Rock of ages. Worship the Rock of Israel. Worship the Most High God. Worship your Father, your Lord, your God, your Maker, your Healer, your Deliverer, your Helper, your Restorer. Worship Him. Father, we worship Him. Jesus, we worship You. Father, we bless You. King of kings, Lord of lords, miracle working God. Father, we worship You. We praise You, Lord. You are highly exalted. You are highly lifted. Far above principalities and powers. Far above thrones, far above kingdoms, far above everything, You are highly exalted. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. There is none like You, Lord. There is none like You in wisdom, in strength, in power, in dominion, in authority, in riches, in wealth. There is none like You. In greatness, there is none like You. In love, in mercy, there is none like You. You are above all. You are forever above all. You are forever higher than all, greater than all. You are the Lord of all. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for Your mighty works You have done. Thank You for Your glory. Thank You for Your glory. Thank You for Your glory. Your glory has filled the earth. Your glory has filled our lives. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for rewarding my faith. Thank you for being faithful to me. Thank you for rewarding my faith. Thank you, Lord, because you did not fail me. You have not failed me. Thank you for being faithful. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. The Bible says that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Begin to say, Father, thank you for rewarding my faith. Thank you because you have responded to my faith. You have helped me. You have saved me. You have rescued me. You have delivered me. You have strengthened me. You have comforted me. You have encouraged me. You have defended me. You have blessed me. Begin to thank God. Say, Lord, thank you for rewarding my faith with great results. Say, Lord, thank you for rewarding my faith with miracles. Thank you for rewarding my faith with helps, with blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being so faithful. You have not let me down. You have never failed me. You have been so faithful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. 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 You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let my spirit, soul, and body be covered by the presence of the Lord in this place. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let my spirit, soul, and body be completely immersed into the presence of the Lord in this place. Let my spirit, soul, and body be completely swallowed up by the presence of the Lord in this place. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Let my spirit, let my soul, let my body be swallowed up by the presence of the Lord in this place. Let my spirit, let my soul, let my body, let my environment be swallowed up by the presence of the Lord in this place. Let my spirit, let my soul, thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The presence of God is here. So let my spirit, soul, and body be swallowed up. Let my spirit, soul, and body be completely immersed into the presence of the Lord in this place. Let my spirit, soul, and body be overshadowed by the presence of the Lord in this place. In the name of Jesus, I want to be completely immersed into the glory of the Lord in this place. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to be completely immersed into the presence of the Lord in this place. Let my spirit, soul, and body be completely swallowed up by the presence of the Lord in this place. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let whatsoever that cannot be found in the presence of the Lord be completely uprooted from our life. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, as I am in the presence of the Lord, let everything that cannot be found in the presence of the Lord be uprooted from our life. Let everything that cannot be found in the presence of the Lord disappear now in my life. Let the presence of the Lord remove everything that is against the Lord in my life. Let the presence of the Lord remove everything that is against the Lord in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say as I am in the Lord's presence, let whatsoever that can't be found in God's presence disappear in my life. Begin to say, as I am in God's presence, let whatsoever that cannot be found in God's presence be destroyed in my life. Whatsoever is in my life that is alien to God's presence, that is a stranger to God's presence, let them be uprooted right now. Let them be uprooted right now. In the name of Jesus, as I am right now in God's presence, whatsoever that does not agree with the Lord, whatsoever that does not agree with the will of the Lord, whatsoever that does not agree with the personality of the Lord, whatsoever that does not agree with the nature of the Lord that is in my life, let them be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whatsoever that cannot be found in heaven, that is in my life, let the lost presence destroy them. Whatsoever that does not exist in heaven, that is in my life right now, let the lost presence destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of the Lord's presence invade every area of my life and destroy every works of darkness going on there. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of the Lord's presence invade every area of my life and destroy every work of darkness going on now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, let the power of the Lord's presence invade every area of my life. Nishtiheria tasaga, joshene dinolia, tishushande kujiria, makshedege tenegala, nudraila tashiso, pashton de la tashada, gadidene kirila, didehan tashdeda disana, lishtera toge juda disana, let a power of God's presence invade every area of my life and destroy works of darkness going on there. Now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Let the power of the Lord's presence, let the power of the Lord's presence, let the power of the Lord's presence invade every cell in my body. Let the power of the Lord's presence invade every fragment of my soul. Let the power of the Lord's presence invade every part of my spirit and begin to destroy every work of the devil going on there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every satanic and witchcraft attack that is constantly coming against me. Let the power of the Lord's presence destroy them to their roots. Let the power of the Lord's presence destroy them to their roots. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I come against every satanic and witchcraft attack that is constantly, persistently rising against me, constantly coming against me, frequently coming against me. Let the power of the Lord's presence destroy them to their roots. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every satanic and witchcraft attack persistently coming against my life, power of the Lord's presence, destroy them to their roots, destroy them to their roots, fire of the Lord's presence, destroy them to their roots now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. I call against every demonic, satanic, and witchcraft attack that is persistently coming against me, persistently coming against my family, persistently coming against my finances, persistently coming against my marriage. Let the power of the Lord's presence consume them to their roots now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Continue to pray. Witchcraft attacks, satanic attacks, demonic attacks, persistently coming against me. I decree that the power of the Lord's presence consume them all. Now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let them be destroyed to their roots. Let them be destroyed to their foundations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. Yeah, we need to pray. You're going to say, let the fire of the Lord's presence arise and destroy every oppression of darkness going on to make my life difficult, to make good things difficult for me to achieve. So you're going to say, let the fire of the Lord's presence arise and destroy every oppression of darkness going on to make things difficult in my life, to make my life difficult, to make good things difficult to achieve in my life. Let the fire of the Lord's presence destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the fire of the Lord's presence arise. Let the fire of the Lord's presence arise. Let the fire of the Lord's presence arise and destroy every oppression of darkness going on day and night, going on in the midnight to make life difficult for me, to make life hard for me, to make good things difficult for me to achieve. Let the fire of the Lord's presence consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Pray violently. Pray aggressively. Pray with all your strength. Begin to say, let the fire of God's presence arise and destroy them all. Activities of darkness, operations of darkness going on day and night and midnight to make life difficult for me, to make success difficult for me, to make prosperity difficult for me, to make victory, promotion, progress difficult for me, let the fire of God's presence consume them all. Consume them all. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, the Lord is showing me something. Yeah, and it's a good news. Yeah, I saw that some of you will begin to run. Yeah, you know, there's a difference between walking and running. Yeah. And you begin to run on a very high speed. Now, when I say run, I'm talking about you moving forward at a very fast level. Yeah. So, meaning that you will experience, or let me say, you begin to experience a very high speed. You begin to experience success, victories, breakthroughs, progress, great achievements on a very high speed. Yeah. So meaning that the frequency by which these things will be happening, I mean good things will be happening in your life, will be very fast. Yeah, it will be very fast. Yeah, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, let's say for instance, before now, let's say you get blessed on maybe on a monthly basis, or maybe let me say you get blessed financially on a monthly basis. Now it will be like, let's say, on a weekly basis. Then let's say, for instance, you get blessed on a weekly basis. Now it will be on a daily basis. Yeah, I'm just trying to describe to you what it means by you now running. Running in achieving great things. You're on a running speed, not just walking, but running. And of course, there is another level that is called flying. Yeah, but what I saw is you running. Yeah, so which means that God is going to make certain good things in your life to be achieved at a very fast pace. Yeah, I don't know how those good things look like. But what I know is that you will start seeing them happen at a very fast pace. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your anointing, let the manifestation of good things in my life begin to happen on a high speed. So we say, Father, by the reason of your anointing, let the manifestation of good things in my life begin to happen on a high speed. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Because God has called to do it in your life. God has come to do this word of prophecy in your life. So you have to pray and tell him to do it. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, let your anointing begin to work in my life. Anointing that make good things happen at a very high speed. Anointing that makes breakthroughs happen very fast. Anointing that makes success happen very fast. Don't let that anointing be injected into my life right now in the name of Jesus. Anointing that makes what would take people years to achieve, and I achieve them within weeks, within few weeks, what would take people years to achieve, and I am able to achieve them within few weeks. Lord, let such anointing begin to work in my life right now. Thank you, Lord. Let such anointing begin to walk in my life. Lord, by your anointing, make good things happen in my life at a very fast pace, on a very high speed, now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I decree over your life, according to this word of prophecy from the Lord, I speak over your life that from this moment onward, good things, great things, great successes, great achievements, great prosperity, great progress shall begin to manifest in your life on a very high speed from this moment onward in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be defeated by darkness in my mind. Yeah. Because some of you, your problem is in your mind. Your problem is not in your environment. It's in your mind. And as long as you are defeated in your mind, a lot of things I am seeing right now will not happen in your life. I mean, a lot of good things, great things I am seeing right now will not be able to happen in your life until you win in your mind. Many blessings from the Lord, you won't see them. So that is why this prayer point is very important. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be defeated by darkness in my mind. I refuse to be defeated by fear. I refuse to be defeated by doubts. I refuse to be defeated by unbelief. I refuse to be defeated by pride, by lust, by bitterness, by hatred, by hunger. Begin to say, oh Lord, strength. Strengthen me in my mind. Strengthen me in my mind for victory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus, hush to down. Enemy, pure touch there. Say, I refuse to be defeated by darkness in my mind. Say, I refuse to be defeated by darkness in my mind. Say, I refuse to be defeated by darkness in my mind. Oh Lord, strengthen me in my mind for victory. Say, oh Lord, strengthen me in my mind for victory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, I refuse to be defeated by fear. Say, I refuse to be defeated by lust. Say, I refuse to be defeated by doubt, by unbelief, by pride, by disobedience. Begin to say, I refuse to be defeated in my mind. I refuse to be defeated by darkness in my mind. The Lord strengthen me in my mind for victory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I need to say this. Some of you, you don't know how to be consistent with God's presence. You don't know how to keep God's presence with you all the time. And this is why devil conquers you many times. Because you don't know how to walk consistently with God's presence. Yeah. So you don't know how to remain in God's presence forever. You don't know how to walk in the Spirit always. And that is why you are losing to the darkness. The darkness always conquers you. Yeah. Because at that moment, you are not in God's presence, that is when they strike you. Devil don't fight you when you are ready for him. Yeah. Devil will hardly fight you when you are ready for him. He fights you when you are not ready for him, because he knows he's likely to win at that time. But when you are always ready, he will have to buckle up to attack you. He would have to get more reinforcement to attack you, because he knows that he is likely to lose. And you will be always ready for the devil by remaining in God's presence always, by walking in the Spirit always. So until you learn how to do this, you will keep rising and falling. And you will keep losing to the dark kingdoms, even to witchcraft. Yeah, if you can keep God's presence with you all the time, witchcraft powers will not prevail over you, no matter how strong that witchcraft is. If you can always keep the Lord's presence with you, witchcraft powers cannot win you. I'm telling you what I know. Yeah, and what I've experienced. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every negative attitude and habit that is not allowing me to be consistent with the Lord's presence. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every negative attitude and habit that is not allowing me to be consistent with the Lord's presence. Get out of my life now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I bind every negative attitude and habit that is not making me to be consistent with the Lord's presence. Get out of my life. Get out of my soul. Get out of my spirit. Get out of my life. Get out of my soul. Get out of my spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, get out. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Pray violently. This is spiritual warfare. Say, I bind every negative attitude and habit that is not allowing me to be consistent with the Spirit of the Lord. That is not allowing me to remain in the Lord's presence. That is not allowing me to walk in the Spirit. I command you to come out of my life. Come out of my spirit. Come out of my soul. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come out of my soul. Come out of my spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another problem many Christians have is giving heed to distractions. Giving heed to distractions. Yielding to distractions. Following distractions. The whole world is full of distractions. And those distractions are meant to do just one thing. To remove you from the spirit and put you in the flesh. That is all those distractions are meant to do. To take you out of the spirit and put you in the flesh. To take you out of God's presence and put you in the realm of the flesh, which is the realm of darkness. Yeah, so the question is, are you yielding to distractions? When Satan is causing troubles, do you follow that distraction? Everything the devil is doing is to distract you from God's presence. I tell you the truth. Even poverty is a distraction. Everything the devil is doing is a distraction. Yeah, and the solution is to stop minding that distraction. The solution to whatever thing the devil is doing in your life is to not focus on what he's doing. Because the more you focus on what he is doing, you will be out of God's presence. But the more you remove your attention and focus on that thing that the devil is doing, the more that thing the devil is doing will fade away. Or let me say, the quicker it will fade away. Yeah, but when you focus on these distractions, oh, I don't have food to eat. Oh, I don't have money. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I don't have that. Oh, I am suffering. When you focus on that distraction, it will persist for a very long time. But when you remove your attention and focus, it will fade away in a very few time. I'm not speaking theory. I'm speaking practical. What I have gone through. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit in my mind, every spirit in my brain that is making me to give attention to distractions. Say, I bind every spirit in my mind. Say, I bind every spirit in my brain, in my soul, making me to give attention to distractions going on in my life, making me to give attention to what the devil is doing, such that I lose God's presence. I bind that spirit, come out of my life, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I bind every spirit of darkness working in my mind, working in my brain, making me to embrace distractions, making me to follow after the distractions Satan is creating in my life. I bind you now. Come out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Everything the devil is doing in your life is a distraction to take you out of God's presence. It's a distraction to take you out of the realm of the spirit. Begin to bind that spirit. Begin to bind that spirit. Begin to bind that spirit. It can be fear. That spirit, sometimes it comes as fear. Sometimes it comes as unbelief. Sometimes it comes as a deception, to deceive you. It comes as a lying spirit to tell you that God is not faithful, to tell you that God's will for your life is not going to happen. So begin to bind those spirits. Sometimes it's a negative voice, it's a contrary voice. Begin to bind that spirit. Say, every spirit working in my mind, working in my brain, making me to embrace distractions, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Get out of my life. Come out of my life. From today, nothing shall take me out of the Lord's presence. From today, nothing shall take me out of the realm of the Lord's spirit. Out of the realm of the spirit of the Lord. Nothing shall take me away from that realm. I bind you, spirit of distraction. 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 In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. You spirit of distraction working in my brain, I bind you. Thank you, Lord. You spirit of distractions working in my soul to take me out of the lost presence, I bind you now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, yeah, we're still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, In the name of Jesus, let the authority of the Lord be exalted in my life, such that every power of darkness attacking me bow, such that every agent of darkness attacking me bow, such that every forces of darkness attacking me bow. So let the authority of the Lord be exalted in my life. Let the authority of Jesus be exalted in my life. And let every agent of Satan, every agent of darkness attacking me begin to bow. Let every force of darkness attacking me begin to bow. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Nishi hasu jelegala. Nitasha de galaba. Let the authority of Jesus, let the authority of Jesus be exalted in my life. Let the authority of Jesus be exalted in my life. And let every force of darkness see this authority and begin to bow. Let witches and wizards see the authority of the Lord and bow. Let agents of Satan, agents of darkness, see the authority of the Lord and bow. Let the authority of the Lord be exalted in my life. Let the authority of Jesus be exalted in my marriage. Let the authority of Jesus be exalted in my family. Let the authority of Jesus be exalted in my calling. Let the authority of Jesus be exalted in my ministry. Let the authority of Jesus be exalted in my destiny. Let every power of darkness attacking me bow before the authority of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says that the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. You're going to pray. I don't know the kind of mountains that is in your life. I don't know the kind of mountains you are being faced with. And it looks like this problem have come to stay. You know how mountains can be very, very strong. And how mountains can look like forever. Yeah. Usually, mountains in the physical realm, mountains are many years old. Some of them are thousands of years old. Mountains and rocks. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. So I know the kind of mountains you are dealing with right now. And it looks like this problem has come to stay forever. It looks like this is unsolvable. I mean, this has no solution. There's no way of solving this. Yeah. But there is a way. Yeah. There is a way. Because the Bible says the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. So the way is the Lord. The Lord is the way. to get rid of that mountain. The presence of the Lord is the way, is the solution. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, magnify your presence in my life. And let every mountain confronting me begin to melt before you. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Magnify your presence in my life. Magnify your presence in my life. And let every mountain in my life begin to melt before you. Let every mountain, of problems, every mountain of captivities, every mountain of sorrow, every mountain of hardship, every mountain of troubles, every mountain of sicknesses and diseases, let them begin to melt before you now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, let the presence of the Lord be magnified in my life. Let the presence of the Lord be magnified in my situations. Let the presence of the Lord be magnified in my spirit and soul and body. Let every mountain of problems, mountain of darkness, mountain of shame, mountain of disgrace, begin to melt at the presence of the Lord. Let them begin to melt. Every mountain of limitation, every mountain of sorrow, every mountain of pains, every mountain of poverty, let them begin to melt at the presence of the Lord. Let them begin to melt at the presence of the Lord. Let them begin to melt at the presence of the Lord. Let every mountain of captivity, every mountain of slavery, every mountain of suffering, every mountain of poverty, of shame, of weaknesses, of sicknesses, of diseases, of addictions to sins, let them begin to melt now. Thank you, Lord. At the presence of the Lord, let the presence of the Lord be magnified in my life. Let the presence of the Lord be magnified. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Extend the prayer to your children, to your spouse, to your siblings. So let the presence of the Lord be magnified in your lives. Let every mountain of sorrow, mountain of limitations, mountain of sufferings, mountain of shame, melt forever at the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Also, in the book of Psalm chapter 18, the Bible told us that God has a weapon that is called arrows of God. There is a weapon of God that is called arrows of God. Yeah, God have arrows, arrows of fire. Those arrows, they carry fire with them. And they don't miss their target. You know, just as you shoot with a sniper, you know, just as you shoot with a sniper at the enemy, and the bullet hits the enemy, the same way the arrows of God don't miss their target. When God fires these arrows, the enemy perish instantly. The enemy must perish every time God uses this weapon. So you are going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to pray like that. You're going to say, let the arrows of God from the presence of God locate the camp of darkness that are against me, or you can say the realms of darkness that are against me, that are working against me, that are working against my life, working against my career, working against my success, working against my health. Begin to say, let the arrows of God from the presence of the Lord begin to locate every realm of darkness, camp of darkness that are against me, that are against my life, against my calling, against my destiny, every coven of witches and wizards, let the arrows of God begin to locate them and destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, let the arrows of God, thank you, Lord, let the arrows of God locate every realm of darkness working against my life and destiny and consume them all in the name of Jesus. Let the arrows of God from the Lord's presence locate every realm of darkness, every realm of marine spirits, every realm of marine serpents, every realm of witchcraft, every realm of darkness and devils attacking my life and destiny, let the arrows of God locate them with destruction. Let the arrows of God locate them and consume them all now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Arrows of fire, arrows of fire from the Lord's presence, locate every realm of darkness attacking my life and destiny. Thank you, Lord. Don't stop. Continue to pray. Locate them. Destroy them. Arrows of fire from the Lord's presence, locate realms of darkness, camps of darkness, gathering of darkness, working against my life, working against my destiny, working against my marriage, my calling, my ministry. Arrows of fire, arrows of fire from the Lord's presence. Find them, locate them, consume them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jishakadili talagala nidiharashtabala. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, yeah, we are still praying. Now, the Spirit of God is telling me we have to channel the same weapon to the realm of the underworld. The realm of the underworld, that there is a world of darkness beneath your feet, beneath the ground. Yeah, there's a world of darkness beneath the ground you are standing on. So you're going to stretch down your hand, you know, such that the palm of your hands is facing the ground. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let arrows of fire from the Lord's presence locate every realm of darkness under the head, working against my life and destiny. So let arrows of fire from the presence of the Lord locate every realm of darkness under the head, working against my calling and destiny, and consume them all now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nirahashta nehata nijiso zishlian dita jeshereke deke de bala de bijeda nisto sa jitua de kabala herodisu so jana sozia nijeta de gentrija lene dita masha sa jojana na tlana herede deke deke jana na toja basana na shte si julia hendru jisalo jishana na continue to pray. The arrows of fire from the Lord's presence locate every realm of darkness in the underworld, every realm of darkness beneath the head, beneath the ground, attacking my life and destiny, and destroy them all now. In the name of Jesus, consume them all. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Don't stop. Don't stop. Now, in the name of Jesus, destroy them. Destroy them. Every realm of darkness under the head, be destroyed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. Then we'll round up the session. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the light of God expose to me every agent of darkness in my family that I need to avoid. Because the Lord is telling me that some of you, there are some members of your family that are working for the devil, and you need to avoid those persons. In fact, you should not even talk to the person. Like, you should not even speak with the person. Like, maybe a phone call, you should not take the phone call. It is as serious as that. Yeah, and God is going to show you those people. Now, not all the members of your family have to be good people. Yeah, you can see in the scriptures how in a family there will be some that will work for Satan. There will be some that will serve the devil. Yeah, so not all the people in your family don't have to be good people. So don't assume that they are good people. Don't assume that. Yeah, don't assume that your cousin, your nephew, your someone, your family, extended family, don't assume that all of them are good people. Yeah, and there are some God would not want you to get close with. Yeah, because they are working for Satan. Yeah, so but you need the Lord to open your eyes, so that you will avoid those kind of people. In fact, you should not even eat the food they cook. You should not even pick their phone calls. That is how serious it is. But I won't speak much on that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the light of God shine to expose every agent of Satan in my family that I need to avoid. Let the light of God shine. Let the light of God shine. Let the light of God shine. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every personality in my family that I need to avoid, oh Lord, expose them by your light. Expose their real identity to me by your light. Oh Lord, shine your light. Expose their original personality to me. Not who they appear to be in the physical realm, but who they really are in their spirit. Lord, expose them to me, that I may avoid them, in the name of Jesus. Expose them, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? Yeah. I'm going to pray. You know, I said earlier that if you can be consistent with the Lord's presence in your life, it will be easy for you to conquer a lot of battles. Yeah, and I always say this oftentimes, that you have to be a Bible student is one of the keys to always have the Lord's presence in your life. You have to be full of the word of the Lord. You have to be full of the knowledge of the Lord. You have to be full of the word of God, the understanding of the scriptures. You have to be so filled with it that it controls your life. It controls your thoughts. It controls your world view, the way you perceive the world. So this is very important. You have to always think on the word of God. You have to always meditate on the word of God. This is the key to victories. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to walk in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God every day of my life. See, I receive grace to walk in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God every day of my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to desire the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God in every day of my life. Say, I receive grace to seek for the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God in every day of my life. See, I receive grace to think according to the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God in every day of my life. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that right now receive that grace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Receive it now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, from now henceforth, everything that is not in agreement with the will of God for my life shall have no root in my life. Shall have no root in my heart. Shall have no root in my spirit. Shall have no root in my body. Everything that is not in agreement with the will of God for my life shall have no place to stay in my life. From now henceforth, in the name of Jesus, begin to declare like that. Begin to pronounce that. Begin to speak like that. Say, from now henceforth, whatever that does not agree with the will of God for my life shall have no root in my life. Whatever that does not agree with the will of God for my career, for my calling, for my destiny shall have no root in my life, shall have no root in my mind, shall have no root in my soul, shall have no root in my spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, I believe you are holding yourself your cell phone or your phone in your hand. Now, if you are not holding your phone in your hands, I want you to hold your phone in your hands. Let your phone be in your hand as we pray this prayer point. Yeah, or if you have more than one phones, if you have more than one, you can hold the phones in your hand. Now, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my phones or my phone from every web of darkness, from every portal of darkness, walking through him. Every web of darkness, walking with it. I disconnect my phone now. From today, darkness shall not be able to pass through my phones. Darkness shall not be able to operate through my phone. I remove my phone from the demonic web of darkness, ruling the earth. I disconnect my phone, my computer, from the demonic web of darkness prevailing in the world. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nishakaralashadara. Isoshidibala. Nitashtusasarada. Jadendekarjadara. I disconnect my phone. I disconnect my phones. I disconnect my computers from every web of darkness. Walking with it, I disconnect my phone now from that web. In the name of Jesus, I disconnect my phone from the demonic web that is ruling the earth, controlling the world. I disconnect my phone and computers from that web right now. In the name of Jesus, from now henceforth, darkness shall not be able to walk through my phone. Darkness shall not be able to pass through my phone. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, even if you don't understand, just pray like that. So I remove my phone from the demonic web ruling the earth, from the web of darkness controlling the world. I remove my phone from that web. Thank you, Lord. I remove my phone from the network of darkness, the electrical network of darkness ruling the earth, controlling the universe. I remove my phone and my computer from that network right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. As you have said those words, I decree it is done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive every opportunity the Lord has created for me to rise to the place of honor. Yeah, they're going to say, I receive every opportunity the Lord has created for me to rise to the place of honor. In the name of Jesus, begin to receive them now. Begin to pray like that. See, I receive into my life every opportunity the Lord has created for me to rise to the place of honor in destiny. In the name of Jesus, I receive every opportunity the Lord has created for me to rise to the place of honor in my life and destiny. I receive those opportunities now. I receive them now. I receive them. Thank you, Lord. I receive them now. I receive them now. I receive them now. I receive them into my timeline. I receive them into my days. I receive them into my life. I receive them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let your covenant of miracles, signs and wonders in this ministry begin to work in my life. Yeah, I'm going to say, Father, let your covenant of miracles, signs and wonders in this ministry begin to work in my life and my family. Let your covenant with this ministry that is making miracles happen every day. Lord, let that covenant work for me. Let it work for my life. Let it work for my family. Let it work for my family members. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let your covenant of power, your covenant of great and mighty miracles you have with this ministry, let it work in my life. Let it work in my life. Let it work in my life. Let it work in my family. Let it work in my ministry. Let it work in my calling. Begin to pray like that. Let it work in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Let me begin to experience your power every day of my life. Let me begin to receive revelations, divine encounters in every day of my life. Let me begin to experience miracles in every day of my life. Let your covenant in this ministry produce great results, great wonders in my life. As for in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen. So I will pray for you now. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for great things you have done. Thank you for greater things you will do. Thank you for mighty miracles we shall see very shortly. Thank you, Lord, for the way you will lift us home. Thank you for the way you will help us. Thank you for the way you will honor us. Thank you, Lord, for the way you will promote us. King of glory, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for the life of everyone hearing my voice right now. Thank you for you have great plans for them. Thank you, Lord, because you have designed a great and glorious future for them. Thank you, Lord, because their lives shall go in the direction of your will for their lives and not in the direction of the plans of the enemy for their lives. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy upon each life hearing my voice right now. Lord, be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will receive blessing from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Blessings you have not received before. Blessings your family have not received before. I decree by my prophetic authority that such kind of blessings shall begin to come to you in the name of Jesus. Such kind of blessings that will shock both you and everyone around you. Let them begin to enter into your life now in the name of Jesus. All that you need at this time to step into the new height God has prepared for you, receive them now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Opportunities that must come your way for you to enter into the new height and the new level God has prepared for you, receive them now in Jesus' name. I bind every spirit that is confusing you, deceiving you. I bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus. That thing you have not done, that you must do to enter into the height God has prepared for you, receive grace to do it in Jesus' name. That decision, that choice you have not yet made, that is important for the new height God wants you to attain, I pray for you once again. Receive the grace to do it now in Jesus' name. Thank you for our counsel and your answer. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.